We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was going to ask you about the Dolphins and camp, but I want to call an audible on that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you guys talked about it during the week. I don't know. What did you think about this proposal, this college football proposal, to go to a 12-team playoff?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I understand. I've seen both. I've heard the argument of the underdogs, you know, the fifth. Because if you have four, now the fifth and sixth get upset. You have eight, mm-hmm. then the ninth to get upset. So I understand people being mad and saying, hey, you can't just have the Power Fives in there. And you know SEC is going to make it, ACC, like the winner of those conferences is going to make it. I understand one side of it. But I don't see 12 teams that can win a championship. I don't see 12 teams that can. They're going to make more money, Joe. We're going to have more football. So am I against it? Would I be mad if they go to 12? No, we're going to have some more games. You're also making 18-year-old kids play now 16, 17 mm-hmm. games a season. There's just so much to it that I don't think the money that they're going to make off this proposal, Joe, to answer it generally, the money they'll make off this proposal, I don't think it's worth everything else that's going to come in the wake of having a 12-team playoff.
If this proposal had been in play since the beginning of the college football playoff, your Gators would have been in the playoff three times.
Yeah.
Miami would have been in the playoff in 2017. 27 additional schools would have been in the playoff at least one time. And there would have been 2 years, 2017 and 2018, where there would have been four teams in the playoff with three losses.
See, and I don't that. But that, see, I, that's that rubbed the
part.
No,
see, I like that part.
That three yes. loss team can yes. get in a playoff.
Yeah.
They should melt their cleats. You've lost three times.
No, I think it gives you, because now, and everybody says, oh, the regular season, every game counts, but you could lose your first two games and you're out. The rest of yeah. your season doesn't mean anything. If you have a chance to recover at the end, maybe at the end of the season you find your team or your team finds its personality and they get hot at the right time. I like that. I like having that opportunity.
The getting hot thing. I see what you're saying. You figure it out. Or you have a young team.
You have a young team that gets better. And all of a sudden, week 10, 11, 12, oh, man, you might not want to play that team. And they win their playoff games. All of a sudden, they become the champion.
I guess
it gives you more, you know, hope's not a great plan, but it gives teams hope.
Yeah, and at a college level, the whole thought is that, oh, you've lost four games now. Oh, well, we can't win it. So
correct.
I don't.
You see it.
You can see it.
When you go out and you see these kids come off the practice field and they know that they're not playing for a championship, in some markets, that's the only thing that they're supposed to be playing for, I think they find it hard to be motivated, which I know the argument coming to that is going to be, well, that should be motivated for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. And now you have more and more kids bailing out of bowl games, opting out. I think for the preservation of the game, they've got to find a way to make the entire season meaningful. Not just go, okay, it's meaningful because every game's a playoff game. Except for 50% of the teams that halfway through the season, they're done.
But, Joe, what about the point that – and I'm with you. See, that's the one thing, too, the motivation side. And it gets to me as a competitor. Because it's like you said, the argument to – hey, you should be motivated to play. You're a starter on a Power 5 team. What the hell are you talking about? We can't win the championship. Go show out. Go make your family, your school happy. Go earn your damn scholarship, if that's what you want to say. Whatever the motivation's there. So that kind of, it rubbed me the wrong way because I was on Ron Zook's Gators. We weren't winning any national championships, Joe, but I went out and busted my tail every day to try to get better as a person and make my defense better. But on the side that if we have a 12-team playoff, you're going to play 12 regular season games. Then if you're good enough, you'll play in your conference championship. And then you might have a chance to play another three games before going to the championship, Joe. We're talking about 18-year-old kids.
I think it's too many games.
Playing an NFL schedule, 17-game schedule.
And if you're Notre Dame, by this proposal, Notre Dame could go 12-0 and win by an average of 25 points a game and not be one of the top four seeds.
See, I kind of like that because it's Notre Dame.
Well, I get but that. But
I see what you're saying. I see
now,
the point.
You know, to your point, I remember a couple of years ago, Hurricanes were struggling. And, you know, you when you have my job, you don't become friends with the players, but you your job is to slightly mentor them also.
Yeah.
You know, and you follow their story and you want to tell their story and you get attracted to their story. You root for them. So we had a particular player who I thought was just a rock-solid kid, had a bright future, and I could see him coming off the field of practice, and his head was down. I had to do an interview with him, and I said, you know, when you go into that stadium on Saturday, we're going to play Georgia Tech. I said, when you go into that stadium on Saturday, when you come out on the field, there's a thing on one of the end zones. When you come out of that one end zone, you look up to the other end zone, there's going to be a big square thing at the other end zone that lights up and it keeps score.
You had to tell him that.
And I said, you know, that's what you're playing for.
Yes.
Right? I said, that's what you're playing for on Saturday night. But there's that disappointment, that crushing disappointment when you get knocked out of what is supposed to be a season-long tournament is what people try to say. Oh, it's a season-long tournament. Yeah, but for some, they're out after 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And their team isn't ready. But then later in the year, they catch fire.
Yep. And you know what, Joe? Just talking through it now, we're discussing it. Am I going to nitpick the numbers? Because if you add it, you take it to 6 or 8. I think 8's a round number because then it 8-4-2-1. Like 8 is a good number. Now with 12, you're going to have buys.
Right.
So now some teams are going to play 17, some teams are going to play 16. Like, what am I against them extending it? No. I think 12's too far. I think there's no chance for the number 12 team to win the national championship. I really do.
To be honest with you, Crowder, I'd be happy with this. I'd be happy if they went back the old way to a certain extent. They already have a selection committee that is going to decide half of the teams that are going to go to this tournament, right?
Yep.
So in the old days, you played bowl games on New Year's Day. To put all the conference champions in the bowl games the way they had it, ACC's coming to the Orange Bowl, SEC's going to the Sugar Bowl, Big Ten, the Pac-12 are going to go to the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl is going to have the Big 12 and an at-large team. Let's pick, I don't know, what you want, whatever number you want. 6 bowl games, 4 bowl games, 8 bowl games, whatever it is. Whoever's ranked number one on the New Year's Day, if they win their bowl game, they're the champion. If they lose, next highest team, they're the champion.
That next, so what you say, 1 would play 8?
No, I'm not saying that they would even seed them. I'm saying.
Okay, you just the highest.
Yeah.
Oh, just you're talking about you, back when I was in school.
Right. Listen,
the
champion of the ACC is going to the Orange Bowl. They might be ranked number 1. They might be ranked number 5.
Yes,
right?
I got you.
The team, number 5 might become number 1 because the ones in front of them might lose.
CFP, they are cussing you out right now, Joe. You'll lose them billions doing that. Going back to the prehistoric way of letting every regular season game count? Oh, don't do that, guys.
So now we have a champion. We have an argument.
Yeah.
All the games matter, and the kids will play in a bowl game. And by the way, some of those lesser bowls, like, I don't know, the Independence Bowl, the Weed Eater Bowl,
yeah,
the ones that we've been going to too many times lately.
Cheez-It.
Cheez-It. Can't they make some of those games like the first game of the year?
Oh, to swing it. Yeah. Joe, you should call somebody way more important than me and tell them
I should be the commissioner of college football.
Or at least get in touch with him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.